This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. As that happened, U.S. health officials faced a grilling on Capitol Hill. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health was asked if the worst is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
Community spread of the coronavirus is one of the reasons. How to stop it?
Contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country.
Republicans like Tennessee's Mark Green says President Trump has been ahead of this.
53 days before American lost a single life to COVID-19, the administration was already working diligently to prepare our country.
Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says the president has been throwing out misleading statements.
We need a unity of purpose, but we are not going to get that when the president is telling people that the cases of coronavirus are going down, not up. They doubled yesterday in my district.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Dow falls 5% as stocks drop further after the WHO declares coronavirus a pandemic. A survey showed that nearly three-quarters of American firms have suffered supply disruptions due to the virus, while hotel chain Hilton became the latest big company to withdraw its earnings forecast due to the clouded economic forecast. Health officials in Sweden report its first coronavirus death, while Belgium has recorded its first three deaths. Wednesday, Iran said coronavirus had killed 63 more people, raising the death toll to 354 among its 9,000 cases. The number of worldwide coronavirus cases is closing in on 120,000. Norway's armed forces canceled an exercise Wednesday because of coronavirus. Concerns over the virus. The exercise was meant to gather 15,000 NATO and allied soldiers for 6 days starting next week. This is VOA News. Russian Parliament's upper chamber has approved a bill containing constitutional amendments that will allow President Vladimir Putin to run for a fifth presidential term in 2024. The approval came just hours after Parliament's lower chamber approved the bill in its final reading. A former ally of Turkey's president launched a new party Wednesday with a call for a fresh approach to the economy and democratic rights. Former Economy Minister Ali Babacan presented his Democracy and Progress Party at a ceremony in the capital. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is preparing to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners beginning this week, according to a decree. This after the U.S. agreed last month to begin withdrawing U.S.-led foreign forces as long as the Taliban keeps its commitments. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is getting ready to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners beginning this week. That's according to a decree Ghani signed, which Reuters saw on Tuesday. It requires all released Taliban prisoners to provide, quote, a written guarantee not to return to the battlefield. In exchange, the Taliban has agreed to hand over 1,000 Afghan troops. The United States has already begun its part in withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. In return, the Taliban made pledges to dial down violence, like not cooperating with terrorists that target the U.S.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A two-train subway collision in Mexico City killed a male passenger, injured 41 people, and disrupted service Wednesday on the metro system that serves over 20 million people. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are looking ahead to a weekend debate and next week's voting in more states. Tuesday night, frontrunner Joe Biden lengthened his lead on Senator Bernie Sanders. The former vice president won in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho, with Sanders taking the caucus in North Dakota. Still no definitive word from Washington State, where it's been too close to call. Biden thanked the former candidates who've endorsed him and Sanders, who is still in the race.
Together, we're bringing this party together. That's what we have to do. Tonight, we are a step closer to restoring decency, dignity, and honor to the White House.
A judge sentenced former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein to 23 years in prison for sexual assaults. An attorney for one of the women, one of his victims, says she had no reason to believe she'd be assaulted by visiting him.
Women have a right to go to someone's home, to someone's apartment, to someone's hotel, to someone's place of business. Anywhere and everywhere, and they do not have to expect that if they go there, they will be raped.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.